most.
KD the one.
And the show is called It's Whatever. Hey guys, thank you so much for tuning in. We've got a jam-packed exciting show for you guys today. It's been a little while, right?
No, it's been too long, man.
Yeah, so it's all KG's fault that we haven't recorded in a little while. So you guys can find him on social media at these places to beef him.
You can find us on any social media platform. You can find us on PSN, on Fadil, on Tinder. you can find him on MySpace, Facebook, at Fadil. You changed your...
Yeah, so the spelling of my name is changed differently to
your actual
the slave spelling of my name.
My guy, okay, we need to talk about it. at Fadil Baker, but this time it's spelled as F-A-H-D-I-L.
That's the spelling, man.
It's not Fadil, it's Fadil. Fadil Baker.
Fadil.
Isn't it?
Okay. Listen, we have such a great show lineup today. We're chilling out. We're having pizza. We've got some great people with us. We are sitting with the woman herself. Dimpo Rapudi is in the house today.
That would be me.
And we're going to chat to a little bit. I don't even know. So from full-time student to manager to slay queen.
No, cancel that one.
There are so many things happening with you. But before we begin, we want to shout out to our sponsor, TaylorMade Designs. Yep. They are...
I'm just laughing at the fact that you almost forgot.
The thing is, I am forgetting. I feel like I haven't done this in a while. So you can, we like shout out TaylorMade Designs. They're responsible for all the branding of our show. They help us with our social media. You can contact them for all your graphic design, web design needs. They also do branding for artists. If you, whatever it is that you got going on, you gotta get on top of her. You can contact her at justange30, or you can contact them. Email hello@tailormadedesigns.co.za.
Yep.
And that's what it is. We can shout out to Deuce and Easy.
And also, if you use the code whatever, you get 30% off if your first time. And if you're a returning client, it's 5%. And then, shout out to do the Deuce and Easy podcast.
Yeah, you can find them on iTunes.
It's called Amateur Opinions.
Yeah.
On iTunes and everywhere, Spotify, everywhere.
Okay, give them a shout out. So how's it going, ma'am? Looking really good.
Thank you. Not that they can see, but...
yeah, well...
I really am, guys.
They'll see from the promo picture. She came out ready to podcast today, didn't you? Yeah.
I really did. Put in a little bit of effort.
Where can people find you before we start off social media?
All my social media is the same. So it's at Dimphorapudi, D-I-M-P-H-O-R-A-P-U-D-I. And on Twitter, on Instagram, Facebook, it's all the same.
Awesome, man. Okay, let's jump right into it, right? So you're currently studying full time.
Yes.
What is it that you're studying? Are you passionate about it? What it's like?
Currently, I'm studying at the University of Pretoria. I'm studying computer science.
So beauty and brains.
Yeah.
Mm. So beauty and brains. That Lobola price is going to shoot.
Listen, I feel sorry for whoever. The roof. I feel sorry for whoever because your girl is over the top. So I am beauty with brains. I take pride in it. I'm currently studying computer science, like I said, at the University of Pretoria. Initially, it wasn't a passion, but it grew with time. Yeah. Because coding is life when you are a girl and you're good at it. So,
What are you now? You're in your second year, right?
I'm in my second/third. University students know what I mean.
Okay. Okay. Okay, cool, man. So one of the things that we want to talk about mainly is we're chilling with the Janos today. The Janos is, we're going to talk a little bit more about who they are, find a little bit about the guys and what they do respectively within the group and that kind of thing. But one of the things is that you manage the group. Can you maybe tell us a little bit more about how you started doing that? Because obviously computer science and managing
artists
in the entertainment industry is two completely different worlds. So maybe how did you get into it? How did you guys find each other, and why specifically the Janos?
So what happened was they released their first song with a short clip on their social media.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew them from back home or from the same place.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also my little brother's friends. So I was very impressed. And I was like, oh, this is kind of nice. And I remember one of the guys in the group's name is Gwena. And he asked me to repost a couple of stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, sure, I'll do that. And then they released their second song. And the quality was better than the first one.
Yeah.
And I was like, they are going far. They're going to make money. And I want my hands in there.
So we're going to jump straight into it. So, because this was the question I wanted, on the drive here, I wanted to ask you about this. Because we were talking about, obviously, being booked for gigs, you're getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
What percentage are you taking from? Are you doing straight up 10% manager's fees? Everyone's looking at me right now because I feel like they like...
I don't like to disclose to them?
Or
no,
you don't like,
not to them, to like to the public.
Okay, 10%.
High or lower?
Okay, just say high or lower. Is it 10, high or lower?
You're on the right track. I'll say that.
So it's higher.
It's higher.
It's higher than that. Listen, man, you're getting your own, so I'm not even going to complain about that. They'll maybe air the dirty laundry later about who's getting money. So one of the things that interests me as well is I think right now, women are highlighted in South Africa with everything that's been happening.
Yeah.
Besides abuse, mm-hmm. oppression, we're trying to fight for equality and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
One of the things that interests me is that you are not only young and intelligent, but you are a black woman.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you feel, or what have you come across? So you guys are obviously, look, computer science, you're almost in an office and it's like a secured environment.
Yeah.
Different work experience to being out performing at nightclubs,
yes.
being out gigging and guiding and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Can you talk us through like your experience being a young black female managing these two guys? I mean, it's not like there's other girls in the Llanos that you guys are kind of like doing. I mean, you're getting your own, you're there, you're the boss.
I am.
I feel like the roles are almost reversed.
Yeah.
Because it would have been... like, you would be the artist and the guy would be managing you. And now, like, these rooms, which is really cool.
Yeah, it is. And I think it brings a little more structure when a female is managing male artists. Mm-hmm. Because you look at Black Coffee. The reason and his management is females. His manager is a female. So he has a little more structure to himself and how he places himself out there, how he handles himself and how he... afterwards takes pictures with people only for a couple of minutes and not like every other artist, and then he has to leave and stuff like that. It's because there is a female behind structuring everything. You look at DJ Maphorisa, currently the biggest artist in South Africa who's producing hits and has so many artists under him. He's also managed by females, and I think it brings in a little more structure, like I said. And to answer your question, some of the difficulties I've faced or an experience I've had is the main problem they had was they're young. They sometimes do look young and people will look down on them if mm-hmm. they had to go to a gig. So they needed a little bit more respect when it comes to their art. And I was like, I can make it happen. I did not know what I was putting myself into because the first time I had to fight someone, it was a man.
Okay.
So I remember they wanted to... because their performances are really wild and crazy. So they wanted to get on a table and dance and drive the crowd crazy. And this one guy was like, you guys are not getting onto those tables at all. And he was actually on the table. So I was like, you are crazy. They are getting onto these tables. And we had a fight because he wanted to remove them off their set during their performance. And I had to go to the owner of the event and be like, listen here. Whoever's handling this event is causing trouble for my artists, and I don't like it. It's disrespect. So I do have to fight a lot of males, and sometimes they do look down on me saying, you're short, you're a girl, you're black, what do you think you can do?
Yeah.
Until...
And all of those things should be positives for you, but it seems like they're bringing it up in a negative way. You're young, you're black,
exactly.
You're female.
Exactly, yeah. It's now more of a disadvantage than it is an advantage to say, wow, she's young, she's black, let's give them a chance or whatever because she's young and she's black and she's female. Instead, it's no, you're young, you're black, you're female, sit down. So it is difficult, but I believe, like, it's happened so much that now I kind of know how to handle it.
Yeah. What do you feel like the respect in the industry has been towards you? Like, has, do you feel like guys have been like, the obvious narrative, like, do me a sexual favor or come off a bit pervy around you?
You know, I think it's difficult also because of the way I genuinely dress. Like, I don't find a problem with, I'll go out wearing something like short or short skirt or whatever, and I'm going to a meeting. And I remember this one time I took them along one of my meetings just for them to see, like, what actually goes into the meetings that I attend for them. And then the guy was like to me, you know, you shouldn't dress like that for meetings in front of my artists. And I was like, you disrespectful. And then he was like, you shouldn't dress like this, because when you dress like this, then you're only getting the people's number through your looks and how you were dressed. And then the one day you're going to dress properly, they're not going to do you the favor.
Do you think that matters?
It does.
Do you care that, look, if I got a job because I was good looking, yeah, I wouldn't care. I got the job. Do you think as a woman, do you feel like your beauty opened the door for you? Is that a problem?
Personally, I don't care. But for their image, I care. Because remember, I'm not representing myself.
I got you.
I'm representing other people.
Yeah.
So when I do walk in a meeting or when I do, I'm a little cautious now. I don't dress the way I would normally dress. Yeah. So they are my biggest critics, actually. They are able to tell me, after all, they hired me.
Yeah.
They can tell me, no, we don't think this is going to work.
They pay you 20% salary. So
I will not confirm nor deny.
25? Are you saying 25%?
Okay.
These boys need a new manager, maybe.
But, yeah. So, I personally wouldn't care. When it's my personal things, because I'm not just working on them, I don't care. But when it is about them, I really care. I put in the effort to do things a little differently.
So I want to ask you some questions related to your faith and the industry and that kind of thing. But before we do, Cage and I often talk about women in the office space and the environment and how different people are treated. Mm-hmm. So if Dimpo is working in your office, do you think there'd be preferential treatment?
Oh, no, definitely. Oh, no, it's not without a, it's without a doubt.
Why do you think it exists, though? Like,
It's the system was created for certain people. It's not just black women. Black women, you guys are at the bottom of it, right?
Yeah.
But it was created for white males. So if you don't meet that mold, you won't get anywhere. If you don't assimilate, if you don't speak the language the way that they want to, if you don't watch rugby, if you don't talk to them in the way that they understand, if you don't dress in a suit, because that's a very westernized thing.
Yeah.
Africans didn't have suits back in the days.
Yeah.
But and our traditional attire is not seen as something that's appropriate in the workplace. Mm. So for a female such as yourself who's very outspoken, in the corporate environment, I don't know. Like, I myself, I'm also very outspoken, but I've learned to also, like, chill a bit.
Yeah.
Because
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
So you've gotten, between our conversations, and I've also seen some stuff on social media, there's obviously a very thin line where people, like, I'll say Christians, are kind of accepting of the lifestyle that comes with what you do. You know what I mean? I don't think that, I mean, the way you're sitting here, you're looking beautiful. If you're going to an event, whatever, I don't think that people would look at you and be like, this is a girl who grew up in church. This is a girl who knows the Bible. This is a girl who thinks, because I mean, you don't drink.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not that if you do drink, there's something wrong, but I mean, like, you don't drink, you don't smoke,
no.
But you hang out
around the
you hang out in that environment, whatever. What kind of backlash have you gotten, maybe from friends or people that know you, to kind of be like, that's not a very quote unquote Christian thing for you to do? Or that's not the way a Christian girl should be behaving?
You know, I think it happened even before I started managing them. I had a fight with a friend of mine who believed that I'm going the Satan route, you know, I'm going to hell. You know the lousy Christian talk when someone's trying to condemn you and everything.
Yeah.
So I remember I once went on my status on WhatsApp because those are my closest people, right?
And there's nothing vented. Like a good online rant, right?
Exactly. Yeah. I vented and I was like, you know what? Everything that I'm doing is justified. I can guarantee you, I pray probably more than the person who goes to church. I kneel down more than them. That's why I am so successful in everything that I touch. Yeah. You know, and it just goes to show that I don't need to be abiding by someone else's rules for me and my God's relationship to be okay.
Yeah.
What counts for me, and I think for the boys that I manage as well, is that at the end of the day, we know who we're serving. And according to you, what you think is right doesn't mean we have to abide by. That's what you think is right. That's what you and your God agreed upon. But if God didn't want us to do the certain things that we do, why are we then succeeding?
Yeah.
It wouldn't make sense.
So this is going to be, it might sound like a pretty obvious question, but have you ever been now in a situation like you're hanging out, you're having fun, but has something ever happened where you felt like, whoa, this is kind of crossing...
A lot of the times.
This is kind of crossing my conviction. This is kind
of
crossing...
A lot of the times. Like, for instance, I know, like, I've agreed with God from a very young age that I won't touch alcohol, right? Mm. And then there would be, like, times where... I'm not peer pressured easily, by the way.
Yeah.
But there would be times where a friend or someone would be like, here's a drink. And I'm like, whew, here's a drink!
The devil is a liar.
So what do I do with this drink? And... I remember one time I took a sip. By the way, I also don't drink alcohol because I feel like the taste is disgusting.
Yeah.
Like, I don't...
Look, when I say you don't drink alcohol, the thing is, there's just some people who naturally... It's just not your thing.
Yeah, it's not
like,
my thing.
Like KG, for example. Like, I mean, he used to be an alcoholic. But Jesus saved him.
Yeah, I drink a lot of ginger beer.
Yeah.
In my past life.
Yeah. I mean, he's just not the...
No.
It's just not who you are.
Yeah. So, but I do... I get tempted that... This is just an example. I've been through like many other horrific other temptations. But I'd feel like, oh no, Dimple, remember, come back. This is not what you do. Like, remember, you said even if you put yourself in these environments, you'll always remain true to yourself.
Yeah.
You understand? So I do get put in positions like that a lot where I'm like, oh snap, remember.
Yeah. So are you seeing anyone?
Yes.
Okay, because obviously, like being in that entertainment industry, you're working with a lot of guys.
I'm actually attracted to DJs.
Oh,
funny enough.
What did you say your handle was again? What? This is the perfect opportunity. You don't know who's listening.
Dimpora Booty.
Okay. But obviously, not like up and coming DJs. We want like
black coffee standard.
Yeah, like we want someone who can like. Listen, you're the type of girl that needs to be flown out somewhere. Like, we're not Ubering you somewhere.
Here's the thing. I've had a lot of flings with these DJs. I won't lie. Like, popular ones. People whom, if I say their names, everyone else will be like, what?
Yeah, and we were never on the tabloid. Listen, we don't care. Push our ratings up. You know? Like, no. We want the hits, man.
Not going to happen.
Listen, I thought we agreed when you got here you were going to be open and honest about everything.
Listen.
And now I feel like you're not telling me how much money you make. You're not telling me who you're dating or who you're flinging with.
I can tell you who I'm dating currently, but I can't tell you those other names because I just can't.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. Hold out the good stuff. Hold out the good stuff. That's okay. What are 5 things that you feel like you cannot live without?
First things first is music. If you have a look at my tattoo, I know you guys can't see, but like music is what makes my life flow. It's the center of everything. Like it's why I do the things that I do. I can't live without my phone. I just can't. My work and everything is on my phone. I cannot live without food. Specifically, anything Mexican. And I cannot live...
Is Mexican something you got into recently?
No.
Okay.
No. I think 6 years ago. Five years ago.
Because I think the one go-to... And is nachos Mexican?
Yes,
yeah, that's like kind of where I'm going.
Exactly, yeah.
But like,
I had nachos today!
Really?
Enough.
But I'm not a fan, like
I'm
churros.
A Burritos, that's my stuff. I think that's why I like them, funny enough.
Really?
Yeah. I like messy.
I like enchiladas, though. Enchiladas are
Yeah. I like
messy. I'm okay.
Yeah. So, that, I can live without makeup, but I cannot live without lipstick. I hate my lips. Like, they're black, and people think I smoke, so I always have lipstick on for some reason.
That's a really weird analogy. I wouldn't think that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you actually, like, whatever's happening on your face is really
good. Really nice, thanks. Yeah. And then I cannot live without my little brother. I just died. I cannot.
Aww. Not the two people sitting with us who you're obviously taking more than 20% from. You're not living without them.
30%.
Guys.
30%.
They like my little brothers though, so I can't
look. Listen, what do you think about does this thing work where all of these celebrities are releasing makeup lines and that? Do you your friends buy into that? Like South African girls your age, what are you now? 21. Are you guys into that? Like when Kim Kardashian released something, or Kylie Jenner, or Rihanna, are you guys going to those stores looking for those products? Or
we don't care. Like, we just look and say, okay, she released a line, but
yeah,
we won't be specific.
You're not specifically looking for for something.
No, I'm focusing on making my own makeup line or money or something. Like, no one in my friendship circle is like, no. Okay. Maybe you look at her strategy.
I'm like, you've already got so much on your plate. I'm kind of looking like, where are we going to fit the makeup line onto this thing?
Funny enough, I was talking to my friend about how to take AI, because it's what I want to specialize in, right? And like, I'm not going to say the idea fully on.
Of course.
Okay. But we want to take AI and makeup and mash them together because it's going to make us a lot of money.
Yeah.
And we're going to throw Kylie Jenner into the dustbin.
Okay.
That's all I'll say.
Okay.
Watch out.
So, yeah. We don't look at her like that.
Yeah.
Like, we're like, oh, she's a billionaire, she's 21, great, we want to be like that.
Yeah.
Then it ends there.
Yeah.
We don't really care what she really releases.
What do you foresee for yourself, let's say, the next 5 years? What are you hoping? What are some of the big things that you're hoping? These are the career goals, or these are the kind of goals that I want to complete?
First and foremost, because of the purpose of the podcast today, I just want the Annos to be the biggest artist in South Africa, not even in the next 5 years, in the next year, 2 years. And for myself, I'm a businesswoman as well. I want to see myself finished with my honors. I want my businesses to be peaking and in a solid, stable relationship. No kids.
With a DJ.
With a DJ.
Is that something you're picky about, like what the guy does? Is it something you're picky about?
I think because of the environments that I'm always in, the people who always approach me.
Is money a thing?
Money is definitely a thing.
Okay.
It's definitely a thing.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, so you're definitely not dating anyone from your varsity, right? Unless their parents have a whole lot of cash.
Well, their family is.
Do you mind? Do you think it's weird, or do you find it weird if a guy, like, in your same year or whatever, like, spoiling you by, he doesn't work, he's a student, but his parents have cash, and he's spending that cash on you?
That's the current situation, which I've never even been in
when
I was in varsity. I always liked older guys, so that I don't have to feel bad that he's spending his pocket money with his parents' money. So then now, it's tricky because that's the situation.
Yeah.
But you know what? I don't pressure him because I have my own shit going on.
Yeah.
So he's not under pressure to do
anything. I think the dynamic's so different. Like, I feel like that's the type of thing guys think about.
Really?
Like, when you start dating a girl, like, you gotta think about, like, if you take her out to the movies or if you go somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, you obviously have to be able to look after.
No, of course.
I mean, I don't think sometimes, especially if you're in varsity. You know what's funny about
that? Like, I think I'm a little different from your typical girl, unfortunately. So, my current boyfriend wanted us to go out on our first date. And I was like, give me that cash. Let me show you. I'm going to double it. And we took that cash. We poured gas to take them to the gigs. And then I took another 700, bought stuff for my other business. And I did double it.
So are you in a relationship or in an investment? Because this sounds like
you're on a JSE. I'm in both. As long as, if you contribute to my life, I'll contribute to yours. It's a win-win. Come
yeah.
on.
Listen, my friend went on a date the other day, and the place that they got to, when they were asked what they want to drink, the girl was like, she only drinks champagne.
Oh, wow.
And listen, needless to say, the bill and his rent that month were almost the only two things that he could do
after that. Why did you do it though?
I'm just like, yeah. Listen, you got a thing. Remember guys, if you want to follow us, you can follow Hangout KG the One and at Fadil Baker. We've got Dimpa Raputi in the house, and we're chilling with Janos. Today it's really cool to have you guys. Thanks so much for bringing them out. They've actually got a gig in a little while, so that's where they've got to go. Congratulations on, am I calling it an album or an EP?
EP.
Okay,
an
so
album.
An
like
album.
Logically, it's an album.
Extended playlist.
Okay, because the thing is, I feel like people call anything an EP this day. Like,
yeah.
I feel like EP is just a trendy word that people use now.
True.
To kind of thing. How long has it been out now?
2 months.
No, it's more than 2 months. It's about like 4 months now.
About 4 months.
Yeah,
so,
four,
so the like, it's not really my genre of music,
mm-hmm.
but I will tell you guys, like, my favorite song on the album is Bombay. That's
I knew
like,
it.
Guys, 2 months.
Really?
You're so predictable.
Really? You know what? I wanted to choose one of the other ones, and then I was like, you know what? I feel that's going to be too predictable. And so then, this is the song that when I was preparing for it, I listened to that song over and over.
Maybe because I know you. Maybe that's why. But that was very predictable.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, well, the heat's gone from this interview now. So do you have anything? Tell us a little bit more about you guys. Why the Janos, first of all? Why the name? What's the style of music? And then I want to talk about the juicy stuff that's been happening with your music.
Why the Janos?
So, first of all, where people follow you?
Okay.
So people follow you?
My Insta handle is at Cyfred Official. Then Twitter handle is Cyfred_16. Then Facebook is Cyfred Cmail.
And then mine is on Instagram, I'm musa.keys, K-E-Y-S. On Twitter, it's also Musa Keys, but with a double S. And then on Facebook, I think it's Musa Appreciate. Like,
oh,
we're
God.
Not active on
we are
on Facebook.
Hey, guys, come on. Facebook, like,
we are active.
Don't hate.
We are.
Don't hate.
Listen, KG's the Facebook king.
Amen.
So, like, but I feel like I'm, like, Facebook's
over
for,
it.
Like, yeah. And what is so, how did you guys come up, maybe how did you guys meet, how did you guys come up with the name, why the Janos? Can you guys just give us some backstory? Somebody doesn't know you guys, and give us a little bit of a biography.
Okay, so like we used to be three in the group, so it was...
Destiny's Child situation, like
yeah.
Somebody got to go.
Did you just say yes?
well, it is what it is.
Yo,
wow.
But anyway,
wait, was there like beef when that person left?
No, everything's fine, everything is chilled. So it's just a matter of, okay, I'll explain why. And then what happened is that the third guy, he's like a hip hop artist.
Okay.
So, and I'm a producer, so I'm versatile, I'm in everywhere. And then Cyfred is more into the Janos.
I'm a piano.
Janos is like a skr-skr term. Yeah. That's
yeah.
I'm a piano.
So why did you guys choose a name that's so general and popular? You know, because like the Migos, that's the name,
yeah.
But they do trap music.
Yeah.
You guys are almost like the Janos, but that's also like a category.
Yeah.
Of its own, almost.
Yeah.
It is.
It is.
Yeah.
So what happened is that since he's a hip hop artist, and then we wanted to accommodate everybody so that people would understand why there's the Janos.
Okay.
Janos is like a skr-skr word. Like you like, oh, that's like cheese boys. You know?
Okay.
And then so to accommodate him, we had to get along with that word.
Okay.
With that name, and then at the same time, it means the music that we were doing at that point.
Yeah,
because we wanted to push both hip-hop and amapiano.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was very relevant for us to use that
yeah.
word.
So, did you guys record the album while you were still with him or where once he had left already?
Yeah,
is he on any of these?
Yeah, the first song.
Okay.
The first song and
Yeah, the 6th on Kalamina.
Okay, but he doesn't really get any credits because he's part of the Janus, so he wasn't a featured artist.
Yeah, well, okay. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. He didn't do much on the thingy. That's what we're saying.
Okay.
Okay, no.
Now the truth actually, comes out.
He actually did something. He did a lot.
Yeah.
So what basically happened is that he's an engineer. He's an engineer.
Okay.
So he engineered the song.
Yeah.
So and then this other time I sent through the songs to some brother of mine.
Yeah.
And then after that, he told me, he's like, no, he just gave me like logical things. Yo, bro, the music is like this and like that and whatsoever. So do this and that to make your songs better and everything. So we had to like revisit the songs, rearrange them, make sure that the mastering is clean, it's better. So, and then that's why Cypher says he didn't do much, because that, when we revisited everything,
it was his job.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did a lot of those things that he should have done.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
So what are the roles in... So, the Janus is now... It's a duo now, right?
Yeah,
it's between the two of you guys. So, what's the different roles? What do you do and what does Cypher do? What's the contributions?
Should I take this one?
I produce.
Okay, he produces. I share the vocals.
Okay.
Yeah, I just give the song a stretch. Okay, song is gonna be like this. Okay, we're gonna focus on this. For the song Mikorizon, I told Chiz, I'm like, okay, I need a beat like this. It needs to flow like this. We have to approach the song like this. Then I started writing for the song, and it's a really nice song.
Okay, and when did you guys decide to get into music?
This year, April. Before April, because like, when did we record Heat Overload?
It was around May. Yeah, we released Heat Overload around May. So it's either the beginning of May or the month before May.
Yeah.
Okay. So talking about Overload, because that's the one where there was a lot of drama over Heat Overload, right?
Yeah.
So explain to me what exactly happened, because I've heard that song almost like, I don't want to say 6 different versions, but I feel like everyone's just trying to get a piece of that song.
Mm-hmm.
So did you guys, is there any sample music in? Did you write that song from scratch? Did you produce it from scratch? Or are there samples? Are there beats that you've used? Other things that you've taken? And then, because you know about that, right?
What?
The drama, there was, it's their song and another artist took it.
Oh yeah, I remember something like that.
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah.
Oh, you guys tell us what happened.
Okay. Number one, to answer your question, there's no sample. What happened is that this is like how we actually make hits. If he sends me something and I laugh about it, it's gonna be a hit. Because then, like, that's just how the streets roll. The streets are like, they take something that's not well thought of. If you think too much about it, we can hear from how you like rap or whatever, we can hear that you sat down and everything. But if it's something that you just like wrote on a random day, we can relate to it.
Yeah.
So what happened is that he kept on telling me, yo, man, like everything, he called it like heat overload. This girl is too much, heat overload. Whatever is too much, heat overload, you know. So then he was like, no, let's make it a song. So me, knowing my friend, I know that he was too much of like a joker. He's always making jokes. So I'm like, this one is just joking. He's taking my job. Like, so I didn't want him to record. Like for the longest time, I didn't want him to record. But I kept on mising. Like, yeah, we'll record. Relax, we'll record. Mising the situation. And then it came to the day where we were like, yeah, actually, let's put it on. So, and then, that's how we put it on. And then it was our own sample, basically. We didn't know that there was a chant like that. Because apparently there's a chant. There's a chant like of overload. So it has different meanings. For some people it means that the car is overloaded, they are from a party, it's overloaded.
Okay.
And for us it's like, oh,
so it was something that was trending culturally that you guys were unaware of, and it seems that now everyone wants a piece of it.
No,
it wasn't trending at all.
We made it trend.
Yeah.
We made it trend. The guys took the word overload and the idea of the song.
Yeah.
And
the rhythm of it.
Yeah, the rhythm of the song, and did their own song. So when we approached them, they were like, no, this thing has been here. So the overload and the things that you hear on my piano beats are called chants. So it's like, no, I heard this chant somewhere at a party, whatsoever. So I'm like, no, the overload part, like, I'm the one that started that thing. Like,
yeah.
There's no overload chant that's out there. So we argued, and Yeah, it's a long story.
Yeah.
So when
but basically what you guys are saying is that was our thing. It's we started thing. It.
Yeah, we started.
They took it. They've used it.
They've used it.
Okay. Yeah. So the thing that I like about the time that we live in is that whether you're studying computer science or whatever it is that you're doing, you don't have to wait for someone to open a door for you because of social media. You can just get in.
Yeah.
But do you find like a situation like this is kind of the downfall of that? Because if you guys were with a record label, there would have been protections like copyrights, those kind of things.
Yeah.
Because the music's not copywritten, right?
It is.
Yes.
Thing is, it's with this kind of situation, it's different, which is what I was also like fighting for. We have a system that's like corrupted, like regardless of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me say, if you're an upcoming artist fighting, battling against an artist that's already established.
What was the name of the guy who actually stole the...
I
feel like you guys have done this interview already, so you don't have to be shy.
Okay, with Vocalistic and Major League DJs. So
yeah, Major League DJs, I remember.
Yeah.
So basically, in this generation, when you are like an upcoming artist and you're battling over an established artist, the chances of you winning the case are really low.
I got you.
Because obviously, they have the masses.
Yeah.
You know, they can just say literally one thing. If right now we were to battle with Casper, and Casper is like, this guy is tripping. He's
cloud chasing.
He's cloud chasing.
Yeah.
The whole Twitter is going to be like, yeah, they are cloud chasers.
Yeah.
They're not following. So that's the kind of system we're running under, which is what I was fighting for. I'm not fighting for just because they stole the chant alone.
I'm
also fighting for every other producer that's coming up
later on,
you know, so that when they get there, even if people steal their things, they can also win them back.
Yeah.
Because that was not the first situation.
Yeah.
The same circle of friends, Major Lee and them, stole a song.
Yeah.
Everybody's singing it. And then they had an argument and a discussion on Twitter. But the bigger artist still won the case.
Yeah.
You know, so...
So what, did you guys have backlash on social media? Like, because I remember there was a time you guys were pretty vocal about it. Were there like people coming back and saying, you guys are crazy, these guys didn't?
Yeah.
Was
yeah.
there that kind of backlash?
They're like, why are you guys not speaking? Why is the woman speaking for y'all?
And they're talking about your
manager,
obviously.
Manager.
Yeah.
That was crazy. It was crazy. Yeah. Funny enough, I was on vacation. So the whole day, I didn't have no network. So like my phone was off. Get to the hotel, switch on my phone starts buzzing. Twitter, get like gang messages, WhatsApp, gang, Instagram, I'm like, what's going on? I check the WhatsApp group chat, WhatsApp group chat. Dimple's like, don't say anything, don't do anything, just wait. Okay, I wait, then I go on Twitter, I say, okay, this guy's released the song, Overload, and I'm like, oh, okay. People are saying, we are cloud chasers, as he said. We didn't steal the song, it's just a chant, it's just a word from the streets, whatsoever. So,
But here's the thing for me, like, the song is almost identical.
True.
That's the thing for me, like, I understand if we're all using the same wording, but the thing for me is, I was like, you can almost not tell the difference between those two songs.
Enough,
so
people thought it was a remix. People were calling me, they were like, so you did a remix with the DJs? I'm like, how, Joe? These people stole the song and they don't want to credit us whatsoever.
How do people now respond at gigs when you guys perform the song? Do they think that you guys are doing someone else's song, or did they...
Can I jump in on this?
Yeah.
Funny enough, we were at a gig together, Musa Keys and I, and Vocalistic was performing their version of the song. And when I tell you, the crowd was just standing there. And I'm like, because they forcing it to be their biggest song on the EP.
Yeah.
And it's not.
Yeah.
But on our EP,
it is the biggest song. Yeah.
So when we perform the song, like, it's insane. You go on our social media, you see how the crowd is just crying for more and following and singing along and just getting down and going crazy. So the response from our side when they perform the song is impeccable.
And you guys performed the same song on the same night?
No, we were not gigging.
We were
not gigging that night.
Okay.
We were just supporting the event organizer.
Because I think that was going to be really awkward.
That would be really awkward, you guys get up and then I get up.
But with numbers also, we're killing them because our song is on like...
Over 200,
250K.
Yeah. On YouTube.
Their song is like down there.
Down. Listen, I've heard obviously of the Major League DJ, but I haven't heard of these other cats, so... Have you?
We call the white now?
No, that's the name. Yeah, that's the right word.
Yeah, but I think also there's a thing here. I think we spoke about this, that social media now is giving voices to people who didn't have voices.
Yeah.
Now if you're whack, you're whack. Like, so more people focus more on content than anything else.
True.
So my thing is that because you guys are so dope, regardless of whatever, you guys are going to still be dope.
That's
you
understand? True.
Yeah, because they can't steal every other song that you guys
made. They can't
steal, you know what I mean?
Whatever they, you did.
You made magic when you created that one.
Yeah.
You're the common denominator.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, regardless, you're going to come up with another something else that's fire.
That's what, actually, DJ Euphonic commented on it. He's like, they can steal your thing, but nobody can
execute it
better than
yeah.
yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's the vibe now on social media? Have you guys let it go? Something you're not touching anymore?
Because if, like, we focus on this situation, people are going to say, okay, we want to come up using their name. So it's better off us focusing on our work, taking out the EP, pushing the EP, pushing our work. So
yeah.
When they look back, they can say, okay, this.
But you guys are busy, hey? I mean, like,
yeah.
they. I don't think there's, like, a weekend that goes back that I don't see some kind of update with going in. But tonight you guys got something else. How far in advance are these guys booked?
How
far in advance are they booked? Is it something that comes up weekly, or do you already have a schedule? Because, I mean, mm-hmm. December's coming.
It varies. Like, we had a month where our September month was in advance. Like, we knew a month in advance that we had gigs in September. And then you get, like, months like October where it's, like, we get a call on the day, get a call a week before to get booked. So it varies, especially because September is, like, the biggest festival month of the year after December.
You guys were in my hometown, by the way. You guys were in Mafeking.
Oh,
that's where I'm from.
That was
very late.
Yeah.
It is, right?
No, it is. No. The people there, and it was packed.
Where did you guys perform?
Mahiking.
It was like at a swimming park thing.
Okay.
I don't know. We get, like, the booking. You won't remember the place.
Yeah.
You just know, like, the city or property.
That's great, man. So if people want to book the Theanos for whatever it is, birthday party, club event, whatever it is, who are they contacting? Where are we finding
the
information?
You can go on Instagram. You can email us. The email is right there. My number is there on Instagram. You can check their personal pages. They have their own posters if you want to book them individually, because they do that as well. My number's there. Their personal email is there as well.
And so if we book you guys individually, what are we getting? And if we book you guys together, what are we getting?
Okay. It's different productions, but because now they both have individual songs, and then they have songs as the Theanos, like the EP that was released.
Yeah.
And then Musa has things he's working on with his individual people, and Cypherd also has things he's working with other individual bigger DJs and stuff like that. So you'll get different vibes, but sort of the same flavor.
So you're like the Kris Jenner of the Theanos. You just make
that
commission, like, it's like, book them separately, book them together.
You know, I know I started off by saying, you know, I saw money, but at the end of the day, I really want to see them succeed.
Listen, man, I'm all for doing what you're passionate about, and, like, that's what makes you happy in life.
Exactly.
Is doing what you're about. But you've got to secure that bag, guys. Like, I saw, the other day I saw someone, a very famous person. Hey, Dan.
Like the ringtone,
though. Yeah, ringtone, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Sorry, guys. This podcast always so professional, right? you guys got him. I saw someone, very famous person, was looking for a photographer to come and shoot their conference. And they weren't, they were like, you'll get access to the event and you'll have access to all the things at the event, whatever. I'm like, you can't work for free, guys.
True.
So my one thing to you guys is, like, there's no such thing as performing for experience or going to a place for
exposure
and that kind of thing.
The most popular thing.
People's got to prepare the thing because you guys are good.
True.
Right? Do you guys want to quickly share how you guys... So, did you approach them and say, they manage you guys, mutual decision?
Yeah, I was like, let me manage you guys. Gwena was like, well, you have to impress us. And I'm like, It's like I'm applying for a job, but okay.
Well, come on, like, they're literally handing their lives over to you and being like...
That's very true. And I mean, they had every right to do that. And then we called up a meeting and then I told them what I can offer them. And they were impressed, I guess, because they were like, okay, same day, added to the group. And then I was like, okay, I'm with him. So, yeah, ever since then, I've been doing everything. I draft their portfolios, their contracts, I proofread. I'm more than just the manager. I'm the PR. I am their sister. I look after them. I'm their financial manager. I'm everything because they want to be independent. They don't want...
That's cool, man. Okay, let's talk a little bit about relationships and how you guys are handling. Because, listen, you guys are blowing up. I mean, you've got how many followers on... Like, you guys are pretty, you guys are popping on social media, and obviously this picking up. How are you guys dealing with fame, relation? Are you guys in relationships now? No. Or is it part of the, is it part of your profile? You know, like someone like Chris Brown will not admit he's in a relationship because he'll kind of lose some fan base.
Yeah.
Okay, let's start off here. The manager doesn't allow us to date, first of all. She doesn't allow.
This is becoming more of a mummager than a manager.
Listen, it's actually perfect that way. Burna Boy is managed by his mom.
And he's so...
Are you guys mom zoning Dimpo?
No!
So like, she doesn't allow us to date. But like, we do talk to people.
Yeah.
You know.
Do you guys find it better talking to people who are... Because you guys are still in varsity.
Yeah.
What are you guys studying?
I'm studying sound engineering.
Business management.
Okay. I mean, that's perfect.
Yeah,
do you guys find that it's better dating within the normality of that space? Or have you guys met people on the road, people at shows, people at clubs?
Okay, for me, personally, I'd prefer dating someone that knew me before who I am right now.
Yeah.
Because, like, not a lot of people thought I would switch up like this.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, for me, I would prefer dating someone that knew me before because I know that everything that they're going to do for me, the love is going to be genuine. And rather than meeting someone now and start dating them now, they're going to date me for what I have, not for who I am.
Woo!
So, you guys better get onto this cat's social media now before he becomes any more famous so that you can say, yeah, slide right in. What is it? At Cypherd Official?
Yeah, Cypherd Official.
Okay. Just remember they've got one heck of a mummager sitting over here, so terms and conditions. Yeah, and with yourself, listen, you're in music school anyway, so I feel like is there an escape from...
Escape from what?
Like, is there a difference between, because obviously you're surrounded by other people who are also musicians and that kind of thing. Is there normality in dating someone in that space?
Not really. You know what's so funny is that the people, like, it's like I'm an innovative type of person, right? So I always try by all means. I'm like a competitive type of person.
Okay.
So I always want to be the best. I want to be like higher than everyone.
I got you.
But low key, I don't want to like rub it in your face.
Yeah.
Like, yo, I'm better than you.
I got you.
So yeah, it's like I'm doing better than everyone in
like
the school. So like everybody's just like they keep on applauding me.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, yo, bro, like somebody would literally do this. You want my game? You can have my game. You know,
okay.
That kind of vibe.
Okay.
So, like, that's the type of vibe they're giving me at school. Like, things are no more, like, as normal as they used
this
to be.
This is the humblest brag I've ever heard.
In your life.
In my damn life. But okay. Yeah, just keep going, brother.
So, yeah, like, that's how it be sometimes. But for me personally, in terms of relationships, I, like, girls, I'm like a mental type of person.
Yeah.
So if you don't challenge my mental health.
Yeah.
Because now that's how I actually differentiate between the girl that like really wants me for who I am.
Yeah.
Or that wants the perks of what I have, you know. So for me, it's like, if you don't challenge me mentally, if I speak to you, you are like very easy today. Hi, can you go out tomorrow? Sure, wow. Like, you shouldn't be that easy for me.
Okay, so guys, the key when you slide into his DM is don't reply too quickly.
No, just give it some time. Wait for him to slide. Don't make the first move because that already shows you're thirsty.
Mm-hmm. Well, but sometimes I find that attractive because then you have the guts. You like,
I was about to say, I was like, that's the most regressive thing I've heard.
Especially
I feel
like, if like you're really hot, you know, like if she's like a really hot girl and she slides in, that's like really dope. Unlike these girls that are just like normal, and then she slides, and it's like, oh, you thirsty.
Musa, keep the same energy.
No, I'm just saying.
Listen, I'm not for it because this guy, whenever we do the show, is always telling people to inbox me on Instagram, especially. So the thing is, there's difference between thirst and confidence.
Yeah, true.
You know, there's a difference between the two. But listen, man, hey, if you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
So who gets more attention? Who do you guys feel like? Is it something Dimpo needs to answer, or
yeah,
you guys?
It was Keys.
It was.
Who's the Beyonce of the group?
There's no Beyonce.
Never.
It's
impossible.
Thing is,
it's impossible.
You know what? What's so funny? He's more. Gwen is more like of a public type of person. Like everybody needs to know.
Listen, let me tell you something. Sitting here with you guys. Like, you're the same. Like, I've seen you behind the keyboard and that kind of thing. Your personality switches so much between even us sitting here. Like, soft-spoken, doesn't say much. But see him on that stage, you're like, this is not the same person that we were on. Okay, but I get what you're saying.
So, yeah, as I was saying, he's more of like, Gwen is the one that, like, he would come, like, literally in front of everyone with the girl and he's there. But I'm more of like that one, like I'm like quiet.
Is he more the ladies man?
Yeah. I resigned from that.
So yeah, like it's more like we on the same lane, we on the same level of attention and all. It's just that we do it differently. People looking from like the a bird's eye view, they would be like, no, hey, this bro, Gwen is getting like a lot of girls, because as I said,
yeah,
he's more of like the public. So for me, because I've had a bad experience of those kind of things,
yeah.
So it's more like I need to relax and put it in the pot. You know, until I'm really sure about it, that's when I can.
What was this bad experience?
They cheated on my
buddy. With like a close friend.
Oh, God.
You know what? Girls don't understand how bad it is for a guy to get his heart broken.
It's really,
I feel like they just... No.
For girls, it's much more easier.
Because
I know
why? Have you guys normalized the fact that
then,
oh, guys cheat.
Okay.
Is that why
okay.
it's not... See?
Okay, you got me. You
Thank
got
you.
Me.
You Thank
got
you.
Me there. How do you guys begin navigating? Obviously, you guys are pretty young. And obviously, the places you're performing at, there's... I don't say an older crowd. But people there are probably relatively older than you guys.
Mm-hmm.
How are you guys navigating? Not that age gap, but I mean, obviously, people in that age gap are there for a different reason. Than what you are, because I mean, you guys are achieving success really young. How are you guys navigating girls approaching, even hanging out with guys? Like, you know, like Dimpo's talking about peer pressure, getting into things that you shouldn't be getting into. How are you guys navigating that space?
Okay, for me, in my mind, when I go to a club, everyone that I see is like my age.
Yeah.
Because if I start saying, okay, these people are older than me, and it's going to bring down my confidence. Once I get on stage, I'll be like, okay, these are older people. I think it was 2 weeks back, I went to a wedding. There was like old, like 60.
Wait, someone got the honors to perform at their wedding?
Yeah.
You
okay.
know the person.
Oh, okay.
So like, my energy was still there at the top.
Yeah.
Because like, if you say, okay, these people are old, they don't understand how I move, what the song says, that's going to kill your performance. Then, yeah.
Yeah, honestly, just to answer the question, like in simple format, they don't care.
Yeah.
Everybody doesn't care.
Yeah.
Like,
same, yeah.
Even if you can bring up a 6-year-old on stage, like as long as they're rocking, they won't care.
Yeah.
They will still, as long as he's the
What is normality for you guys now? Because obviously, if we go to a club, we're not there to perform.
Yeah.
Like we're there to hang out, be with our friends. But you guys, that's your work environment.
Yeah.
How are you guys finding, what is your chill time? Or what is your going out time? Do you find like if you go to a club, it still feels like it's the same old because you work there, you're going there. What kind of spaces do you guys prefer? You're just hanging out. What will Musa do on the weekend? There's no gigs. You're just hanging out.
We chill. We chill in
the
house.
Or
make music. Yeah.
We chill or make music.
If it's boring, like clubs are boring. Like,
yeah.
Like now they're boring. Like when you go there and performing, it like becomes like boring. You're just chilling, watching everyone, you're trying to dance. And obviously as an artist, you can't, you can't showcase what you show them on stage.
I got you.
Down there, because then now you're giving them free performance now. You
know? Yeah.
So it's like, no, you need to relax. So
and I mean, you can't give someone 20% of free, right?
Exactly.
So it is 20%. Okay, you want to talk a little bit about some faith stuff?
Confidence.
What faith stuff, man?
Let's talk about what you guys think about. What do you guys think about faith? What do you guys think about church? What do you guys think is happening in our country? Is Christianity still relevant?
Can I ask, what do you guys think about Kanye West?
Kanye West is a goat. I mean, he will forever be a goat.
No, with what happened recently?
With
the fact that, the fact that he's saying he's only making Christian music. Do you buy into that?
Yeah, it's actually a good thing.
You guys do know that he's released his album on the hip hop chart and not on the gospel chart.
True.
Which
contradicts what he's actually saying.
Yeah. But Kanye West is a what?
Besides that,
and it's a dope ass album.
Yeah, we're speaking about what he's saying against what he's doing.
Yeah. Okay.
You can't say I'm a Christian.
But just like Kaya Moteta or Mosa.
But I disagree with that.
Like R&B than gospel.
I don't think it's actually like an issue whether it's on the gospel charts or anything.
Yeah.
Because I mean, why make the distinction if you're a rapper? If I'm a rapper, I don't want to be known as the best Christian rapper. I want to be known as the best rapper.
Thank you.
So like so for me, like I don't see that as a problem. Yeah. I mean, even Lecrae wouldn't want to be on the Christian charts.
It actually is a problem. You know why?
Yeah.
Because just like awards, this is how they give awards. Best hip-hop, whatever, best rap, best whatever. So they have to categorize themselves. So when they're competing, they're not thinking about, I want to be the best rapper. Mm. They think of it as in like, I want to be the best rapper in hip-hop, in like rap or whatsoever it is. You understand? Mm. So it's not always, yo, I need to be the best. Yeah, I need to be the best in what I do. Just like playing the piano. You can play the piano. You can say I'm the best pianist. But you find that you're lacking in jazz, for example. But you are like the best in like playing.
Okay.
So you need to know your place and then focus on your journey.
Do you think it's wrong for you if maybe you're a jazz artist to want to be acknowledged in another genre?
No,
it's not wrong. It's totally not.
You're an artist.
But
you're not a hip-hop artist.
The thing for me is, it's not that he's put out this album. The thing for me is what he's saying. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I don't feel like he's put out this album being like, here's a gospel album for you guys. I feel like Kanye's saying he's a Christian now. Now he wants to start doing Christian music. You understand? So for me, if you want to do Christian music should be on the Christian charts.
I disagree with that.
Then you're misleading people there.
No, but like, okay, someone like Lecrae is also misleading people then.
Yeah, true. He's misleading them. As long as you agree to it, he's misleading people.
I disagree with that. I disagree with that logic. My thing is that if I want to be an accountant, I don't want to be the best Christian accountant. I want, when I step into a boardroom, everyone should be like, holy crap, KG is here. That means
they really do, by the way.
That means there's no nonsense. When I go speak to a CFO, he must be like, flip, this guy's going to ask me questions that I don't have answers to. I don't want to be the best Christian accountant. I want to be the best accountant. And that's how I see it. And I don't know, man. I
feel like you're not really understanding what he's saying. You can't say you want to lead people to Christ and then trap all day.
But he's not trapping, though.
I'm just giving you an example.
Yeah.
You can't say, I want to lead people to Christ and then trap all day. Then you expect them to follow what you're doing, which is trapping all day.
Why are people following?
You're saying...
Because he makes good music.
Thank you.
Yeah, we can buy that.
I disagree with that.
Good music.
Is Kanye West our pastor now?
No.
That's my question.
No.
Listen, that's what the man... He's got a church.
Okay, but then... Oh, no.
He's got a church.
No,
what do you call that? What do you call
that
thing that
he's
doing? Yeah. I mean, the family call it a church.
They call it
a
church.
I'm going to church.
Now that he's a Christian, now do we expect him to be like 100% Christian? Or do we...
No. He said that, not us.
No. But is our expectation of him to say that now you have to have like 100% assimilation to Christian?
You know who's the best Christian artist for... An artist who's a Christian, Chance the Rapper.
True, I was about to say that.
Chance the Rapper for me is not saying Chance is like, listen, I'm a Christian and I do music. Kanye
what about
West
Justin
is...
Bieber?
Yeah,
like Chance the Rapper doesn't
have to. Well, he's not releasing music right now, so let's not. Fine, Chance the Rapper.
Chance the Rapper doesn't have to tell you that he's a Christian for you to know that he's a Christian.
I didn't know that.
I don't think
his music tells you that he's a Christian.
I don't think Kanye
like literally, if you listen to all of his live performances, you can hear the church, like the churchiness in that guy. He's like from ground up. You know, like you can hear, or no, this is a gospel type of guy. You understand? Regardless of how he raps and everything, he's just like, no, church boy.
Does our generation care though?
No.
You know what the thing is? I'm thinking about my friends, right? I'm like, when we grew up, like, you don't listen to worldly music and worship. Like, you don't listen to any of that stuff. But our generation, like, you can be blasting Travis Scott and reading your Bible. Like, that's the openness of our generation.
I understand, but I think it's dangerous. Because if Kanye West is doing this thing as a fad, he has millions of people who are going to get born again now because Kanye West is now a Christian. And then he's going to wake up tomorrow and he's going to be like, you know what? I don't feel like doing this anymore.
True.
And then what happens?
But let's take into consideration Kanye West is not okay.
Guys.
What if it's a phase is going through right now? What if it's a phase?
The thing for me is,
what if it's not even a phase? What if it's a thing of, guys, it's a way to make.
True. Perfect.
Look, a lot of people have been saying that.
No. I agree with the fact. Because
Christian music sells like crazy.
It's like the best.
But this is why I give him some kind of props, right? It's because I see how his life's changed since the kids and Kim and that kind of thing. I can see the balance. Listen, from what I see on TV, I don't know these niggas, so.
What you see on TV is actually the opposite. Like, besides that, they show the recent episode. Him and Kim are literally fighting, and then he goes, whoa, okay. He stands up and he leaves. He leaves the conversation, and I'm like, wait, you're Christian. Sort it out with your wife before you go to bed. You know what I'm saying? So I'm thinking, honestly, it's a facade. I feel like
their lives in general, like as a whole,
it's scripted.
Scripted. Because even if you look at it, look at Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott, for example. I would say that's true love over Kim Kardashian and Kanye. Because Kylie and them, you literally see them. Even if like on a random day, you can go on Instagram, you see that they together. But Kanye and Kim Kardashian, you only see them on red carpets, getting off the car. Like all those romance things, all the things that make South Africans fight are the ones that you see. Honestly speaking, if Kanye West posts something today, like, I really love my wife. She's like, I gave her 1 million. Now everybody, the whole of South Africa is like, my boyfriend needs to give me 1 million. You know,
what he did get right? Sorry, what he did get right was that he at least made good music. The thing for me is, I feel like the moment a well-known artist starts doing gospel, it's trash. At least musically produced. It's not something I'm listening to. It's on my phone.
I loved it, man.
Do you like Christian rap?
Like, guys,
I love Kanye, bro.
For me, personally, I feel like his past projects are better than this one.
Maybe it's because he's been true to himself in those ones. I haven't heard the album though. I still think it's good. For me,
coming from a musical journey, like production is too
amazing.
Much.
Exactly.
It's amazing.
Exactly.
It's too much.
It's better than Travis Scott.
But compared to
never.
His past, like
never.
Like his past projects are like way much better than what he's giving us.
I look at it as like J. Cole.
Yeah.
J. Cole was respected, regardless of who you are.
Why?
Is.
Thank you.
Is respected. But to me, after Forrest's Drive, he's never had a better album.
There's truth to what you're saying. There's truth to what you're saying.
So in the same
but
way,
I feel like there are too many elements that contribute to the reason why that is. Because he had no features, then the next albums he did differently. You understand? Yeah. The same way that someone can come and say, after Good Kid, Mad City, Kendrick did not release any other bomb album. People can come, which is the truth, because it was the longest, it was the only album in the history of hip hop to be on the Billboard 100 till today, from the day he released it.
I know that.
So all I'm saying is, everything that we're saying is very subjective to the person.
I disagree with that. I think it's objective fact. In the sense that If you have an album with a double platinum, that means that many people like it. And that's objectively saying that
this album, I feel like it's just because something special about that album makes people want to go listen to it. The same way with Kanye right now. I'm sure he's topping the charts with something that was released yesterday. Why? Because it's gospel. We need to hear what he's doing on
it.
And then J. Cole, no futures. Ooh, let's hear why there are no futures on it. Do you understand what I mean? Beyonce, Lion King. Let's go hear what's happening.
And another thing is that your name.
And it was so much trash. But listen to how much clout that album is getting.
But objectively.
Exactly. That's your name. Listen,
with what you're saying, but objectively, those past albums have done better than his recent albums.
Yeah.
So objectively, you can say that this album is trash compared to his old albums. Objectively.
Yeah. Let's give it as much time.
Yeah.
Then you can say objectively.
Sure.
Currently,
guys, I feel like it's unfair because what Kanye is doing now, it's not only his regular fans, which are a lot of people already. Now he's got half of the Republican Americans also buying that album. So sales are going to go through the flipping roof.
Let's switch the roles. Let's look at Tasha Cobbs and Nicki Minaj. Let's switch the roles right now. The only reason why that song was a hit, let's be honest, guys, it was a good song. But it wasn't an amazing song to have gotten the many downloads and shit that it got.
I don't know.
Because Nicki Minaj wasn't. Now it's not Tasha Cobbs' fans only. Nicki Minaj fans are like, she was on a gospel song.
And what they are you to know. Hear?
Exactly. They don't even know who Tasha Cobbs is. Mm.
But they
just
don't even
because
know what's the purpose of the song.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. They're not even listening to what Tasha was saying. They're just like, oh, Nicki Minaj was like, devil something, something. Mm. Ooh, this must be nice. And then all of
Wait,
a sudden,
Nicki Minaj
Tasha...
did a gospel song?
You don't know?
I don't know, man.
I don't know about it.
Yeah. God, KG.
So, like, as I was saying, it's all about the name you create for yourself.
Yeah.
Even if right now it can be like the greatest in South Africa.
Yeah, man.
Like, I can release like a whack song today. Everybody, the masses are gonna be like, "Yo, that song is too much."
Mm. Just
that song, just because it's that person. Mm. You understand? Mm. So even now, I feel like everybody has been brainwashed because we know Kanye is a creative genius. Everybody's like, "Yo, Kanye West is the best ever," and whatever. You understand?
He's up there.
There are way better people.
Yeah, they are. Kanye. But he's up there.
Yeah, he is up there. I'm not disagreeing with that. He's up there, but there are better people.
No, I don't disagree with that.
Yeah, well.
And you're coming up, so.
True.
No, he's not coming up.
He's there.
Yes.
I'm actually competing with him. You know? He's there.
Come through with the voice.
Listen, guys, we need to wrap this up. So all your woke conversations are going to have to happen. Before we go, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. Three of them, you guys can answer as honestly as you can. Who's the wackest SA rapper?
Chad the Don.
J-R is too much. J-R is too much.
But he doesn't really rap anymore, he produces.
Yeah, but he's too much. We're not speaking about Wazi.
He's
too much.
Now guess Kono thanks to GKL Omo.
Are you guys team AKA or team Nuvest?
Nuvest.
Yeah, me too. After that sway freestyle, man.
If you guys could choose one feature, what would your dream feature be? Locally and then internationally.
Local, out gun for Cubs.
Cubs are the small.
International hood.
That's cool.
Hood.
Do you have input? Somebody that you want to influence them?
They spot on.
Okay. And then dream performance venue. Is there a gig in South Africa that you guys are like, this is where we'd really like to perform one day?
The Dome. Or fill up.
Do you want to fill up the Dome yourself or you want to be with Nuvest?
Okay, the Dome.
Yeah. Why are you so hesitant to answer the question?
I was thinking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, guys. We hang out with Dimpa Rapudi and the Yanos are in the building as well. Remember, you can follow the Yanos @_the_Yanos.
Underscore the _Yanos.
Okay, you gotta say it because I'm confused.
Underscore Janos. Janos.
Isn't that what I was saying? Wow. Is it Janos or Janos?
Janos.
Depending which part of Joburg we're in, right?
Depending who's asking.
Okay. Then you can follow at Musa Keys and Cypher Official and Dimple Rambudi. You can follow KG and I. Remember, it's at KG the one. No underscores there.
And at
Fadil Baker. Catch us on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. My Facebook's banned, by the way.
Oh, yeah. No, because I reported you.
What the mother?
No, I didn't.
Dude, like, I changed my name on Facebook.
Yeah.
And then an hour later, I get a message to be like...
It's Trump.
Don't even get me started about that person.
Yeah.
But anyway, remember, shout out our sponsor. Do you want to please do that? Because I messed it up in the beginning.
So our sponsor for the show is TaylorMade Designs. If you want to get your business up and running, if you want branding, if you want a website, if you want to look like a superstar, basically.
If you want to look like the Janos.
Yeah, true. Basically. Go on to Instagram, type in TaylorMade Designs. No? Right? It's TaylorMade Designs, right?
Yeah, TaylorMade Designs. What are you doing?
Yeah, and then on Twitter, it's just
Edge 30.
30, yeah.
Yeah.
And then hit her up. Look at her catalog. Look at her portfolio. Tell her, DM her. Slide in the DM. Say, hey, Taylor. It's whatever. We prefer you here.
Yeah, you can use the promo code whatever to get 30% off your first design, and then if you're a returning client, you can use the same code and get 5% off for that. Remember, send us your question or comments, anything you'd like us to talk about. It was a blast having you guys. All the best with your future. Good night for you. Good luck for your gig tonight. I hope that the sales go up, the percentages increase, Madam Manager. All the best with your exams. You guys started writing exams yet? Okay, well, all the best for your upcoming exams. Cage and I are rooting for you guys, and until next time,
it's whatever.